This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
Everyone listening has a choice to make. What are you doing during the Second American Revolution as we face an evil far more wicked than King George III? What are you going to do as Brennan and Clapper on the same stage discuss a violent coup against the president and his removal forcibly from office? A new election run by Democrat-controlled Homeland Security will never come back from this. This is the pure conversion to authoritarianism because they know America has rejected their collectivism, their globalism, their political correctness, their anti-Christian, pro-radical Islam garbage. What are you going to do to stop them openly calling for a violent coup? What are you going to do to raise the alarm and not let them normalize it on national television? That's the question I'm asking. Steve in New York. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say that I bought 30 of the Trump shirts. I'm wearing a Trump-Pence 2020 shirt now, and I get a lot of good comments when I go. I'm in New England near New York and Vermont, and it's just incredible the power that I feel when I'm watching your show. And I, you know, don't want to say thanks a million times, but really thanks. I'm giving away the shirts to the veterans that come for my customers in my store, so they're really glad. But you know, it might be just one or two of them, you know, I give out, but I can tell, you know, in their heart they really feel and they understand what you're doing there. And I just wanted to say that. And as far as the coup goes, I know I've heard you say a lot of times that when the bomber is over the target, the flak comes in. Yeah, and I think this is really what's happening here. You know, the flak is coming in. Trump's on target. You're on target. You're making a difference. They're feeling it. They're feeling the pressure. They got to come up with something.
The reason I don't want you to thank me is you're getting it backwards. It's you. You're the reason they're in trouble. We're just a focal point. Trump's just a focal point. Understand that. But it's symbiotic. They want to destroy us to get at you, to make you be demoralized. But no matter what they do to me or Trump, we're winning. We're never going to fail. If they're dumb enough to kill us, it'll blow up even bigger in their face. But at that point, unfortunately, they've crossed a line. And just understand, they're going to try to trick the police into a civil war. You got to go around them. Everybody has to understand, we've got to work as hard as we can to stop a violent revolution, a violent civil war. But if they push us into one, they've drawn first blood. Everybody's got to commit and just, like, forget the maneuvers, go straight at them. And everybody's got to really think about who runs the show, who's responsible in your area, right on up. Who asked for this fight? Who pushed it?
Sure. I understand. I'm making a difference. I'm doing what I can. But like I say, I'm a New Yorker and I understand Trump. I've seen, you know, what he's done and I know his capabilities, and we've only just gotten started and he doesn't even have his staff picked out yet. And there, you know, it's already ridiculous. You know,
that's right. They tried to block him for 6 months with everything they've gotten. They keep saying he's gotten nothing legislative done. But the executive, he's done wonders to kill globalism. God bless you, Steve. More calls coming up after we have the pastor on. So just hold 20, 30 minutes and we'll get to Natalie and Jason and Carlos and Megan. Megan's up next. But taking us out to break. This is such a critical time. I get goosebumps. I cannot describe to folks, Owen, how hardcore this is.
Well, I think that one of the issues that Trump has right now is if Sessions was to resign or to be fired, now he has to jump over another hurdle of getting another AG through all the testimonies and appointed, when you know that the swamp is going to try to stop that.
That's right. I mean, it's just a nightmare because people are scared. They're being threatened. Their families are being threatened.
Exactly. That's the key right there. I'm worried about Jeff Sessions and his family. I pray for them.
Absolutely. There's no telling what he's been through, but this is just a nightmare situation. We're in a war, folks. We're in a war. We'll be back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now, here's a surprise.
Howard Brown Club, come to me.
I know that you have, because there's magic in my eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. Because we have great patriots like Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who's warned of the dangers of collectivism, globalism, you name it. He and his wife in 1987 fled South Africa as it was beginning to collapse. Now with $300 and four suitcases and their three children. And now he has Revival Ministries International, travels 46 weeks out of the year, has their great church in Tampa that supports them, Revival.com, one of the most successful, prolific, and powerful evangelical preachers out there. One of the guys I enjoy, I know, watching and listening to. You can just tell he's got the spirit and the focus and the courage to stand against tyranny. They are organizing in the Financial Times of London, New Yorker Magazine, Foreign Affairs, Public Affairs of the CFR, and Atlantic Monthly, a coup, a violent killing of the president. They even have articles where deputy secretaries of defense under Obama shop a Pentagon coup, and it's in the newspaper, selling it like it's normal. We're talking about an illegal action. Now, 3 days after this video clip came out of him addressing his church, coming back from Washington this Sunday, Brennan, the former head of the CIA, came out at the Aspen Institute yesterday. Paul Watson wrote about it today. It's on Infowars.com. We played the clip three times already and said, oh, we're not going to have impeachment. We're getting bipartisan in the government, the bureaucracy, to prepare a coup, confirming everything that a senior member of the Republican Party in Congress told Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of Revival.com. But now we have them saying it publicly. So they're doing that. You say, well, don't they want it to be secret? No, no, no. They've lost the election. The Russian thing's made up. They've got illegal spying for the few Russian contacts that were there because the Russians throw themselves at everybody, just like the Chinese. Of course they've got their people out there. The Trumps met with them to see if there was dirt on Hillary. That's what you're supposed to do. Trump said, if you got the WikiLeaks of her emails, release them. She's the one committing the crimes. She's the one with the uranium deals. She's the one with the foundation, $100+ million from Russian banks. So they turn it all around, and still they're failing, and they know Trump's getting more support, not less. So they're panicking. So here is the pastor this Sunday laying this out, and now, days later, the former CIA director, the same one that told the president to shut his mouth, goes public trying to sell the idea. Here is the pastor.
As high as what Monday was, Tuesday was a low, because I got to go into the Congress and spend 3 hours from 9:30 in the evening to 12:30 a.m. with one of the senior ranking members of Congress. And he told me, and of course this is what I said on CBN, but they cut it out, but I'm going to go public with this because we have to. He said, there is a plot on Capitol Hill to take the president out. I said, you mean by impeachment or by indictment? He said, no, to take him out. He will be removed suddenly from office. Well, you can read between the lines. I said, look, I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, really, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I said, we are going to stop it because we're going to mobilize the body of Christ to pray. So listen, they started a war. You know, they are so upset about what's happening because since when last has the body of Christ had access into the White House? It wasn't that way under Reagan. They might come and go a little bit. It wasn't that way under Clinton. It wasn't that way under both Bushes. And it definitely wasn't that way under Obama. But we have a president that's opened the door for the body of Christ. And that is huge, whichever way you want to look at it. And let me tell you, you know, everybody's moaning Republican, Democrat. He actually is neither. He's basically a populist that the American people voted for that put a businessman in the White House because things are so fouled up. Well, if you want to really see fouled up, go to Congress and go sit and talk to the... He's been there since 96. So he knows everything about what's going on. And I can tell you the games that are being played, how they're actually trying to set the president up in every way. So, but when he told me what he said, that they are planning, the talk on the Hill is the plan that suddenly he'll be removed. So what we're going to do, we're going to launch it today as a 24-hour prayer initiative to pray around the clock, and we do it across the nation, around the world, for the protection of the president.
Absolutely. Joining us, and a lot of people know this, as you know, big national Christian networks got this info. They're scared to run it. Now they have the former CIA director admitting that they're actually planning to do this. This is so illegal. This is so criminal. And Trump, when I've talked to him, he said, without even bringing it up, you know, the First Amendment, Alex, Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion. The government's not supposed to be involved. We're going to get the First Amendment back to the churches. He said, that's the first thing I'm going to do. He brings it up. He is really upset about the fact that only Democrat churches have free speech. And that's another reason they're mad. So this is about a man that's not a fake Pharisee, but somebody who really does love God and who's been through a process the last 5 years of getting closer to God, almost like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. But I'm going to stop preaching because our preacher's here with us right now. It's only with us at the bottom of the hour. He might be able to stay a little bit longer, but I wanted to intro that with his words. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, Revival.com. Thank you so much for joining us during this critical time.
Hey, Alex, I can't believe you're speaking to me from beautiful Hawaii.
And I tell you, you know God's real when you see this place.
It's so good to be here with you today.
Well, you know,
We actually have conducted meetings in Washington, D.C. I started in 2014, went to Constitution Hall, which is right in the shadow of the White House, for 15 nights because I didn't know what to do. You know, we could sit and moan about the things in the government, but we have to do something. So for 15 nights, I went there, preached. We had 31,000 people give their lives to the Lord. And I also stood every night, must have looked like a total idiot, and just issued a restraining order, basically in prayer, telling the devil, you can't have America, speaking to the powers that be to cease and desist in their maneuvers. And we went back in 2015, we went back in 16, and of course now God has given us a last-minute reprieve. We're not through the woods because all the never-Trumpers, all the neocons, all the people that didn't want the president are still working against him. And so Monday, 2 weeks ago when we went in, we actually weren't going to meet with the president. We were just there in strategy meeting with 25, my wife and myself, 25 other leaders with the president, and different members of the administration were coming in. We were talking to them, asking questions. After lunch, Jared Kushner came in. We asked him questions. You could ask whatever you want to. I mean, I don't think this has ever been allowed before in any White House I know. And then he left. About an hour later, in walked the vice president. And so when I saw him, I stood up. People didn't know why I was standing, but there was the vice president. He said, I was in the Oval Office. Jared came in, told me that you guys were here. And I said, the president, I'm going to go see them. And the president said, no, bring them down to the Oval Office. So we went down unannounced. It was like very surreal for me coming as a missionary from Africa 30 years ago. Now you stand yourself standing in the Oval Office. And I felt to go and stand behind him because I'm not on his side or in front of him. I'm behind him. I'm supporting our president. And I did from day one. And so that picture you see of the hands, that's my hand, my wife's hand. And, of course, I waited till the White House gave us permission to release it. And then we did. Of course, it went viral, picked up by the Mail Online in London, South Africa, Australia. We were getting calls from all over. And so, of course, the media all freaking out about the picture because how terrible. I mean, think CNN said, isn't it just terrible that they were touching the president? But the president has no problem with that. People have no clue that, you know, he's undone already 60% of the Obama agenda. That the
media judge a tree by its fruits. And exactly when I talk to Trump, he brings it up. He says, you feel the spirit in that inauguration. You know, do you feel the spirit at the event there in Cleveland? He really does feel the energy of God and of Christians. And the more Christians embrace him, the more his faith is getting strengthened. That's what's scaring him right now.
Totally. So they're really afraid. And it was the most amazing time. You know, they said he was, you know, uptight. What, he was relaxed, joking. It was very funny. You know, I'm very proud of the president. Now, so as high as what Monday was, Tuesday was like a low. I go into the Congress, and I can't divulge the name. It was a senior congressman. But here's what he said. You know, first of all, we went for 3 hours. He talked about the health care plan that was going to be passed. He said, it's not really the president. This is Paul Ryan's plan, and it's going to make Paul Ryan $800 billion, and then he would be able to do whatever he wants to do with it and basically set up the president for a weakened position in 2018 and 2020. So we talked about many things. And then he said, the talk on the Hill is that the president will be removed suddenly in the next 2 months. I said, what are you talking about? Impeachment? Indictment? He said, no, he'll be removed suddenly. Like, and I'm not even maybe talking about somebody firing a bullet, but he would be immobilized. He would be immobilized. And at that juncture, then Pence would be president and Paul Ryan would be vice president. May God help us. So here's the thing. When I was interviewed by CBN, I put it on there. They cut it out. So I thought I have to go public with it. And I'm going to meet with the Secret Service and explain what he said. But he said this was the talk on the Hill. This is a congressman that totally loves the president. He cannot even get to the president because the people around the president are blocking him from even getting to the president. He wants to help the president. He wants to help the president's agenda. But there are people in the Republican Party and the neocons that are doing everything they can. So the president said, please, can we do this? Yes, Mr. President. They go and they do the exact opposite. So that's the problem. You know, we have to pray for him. That's why I launched this 24-hour prayer initiative to pray for the protection of the president because, you know, we don't know. This is not how America operates. You know, we've had a situation whereby John Kennedy was taken out, and that was because he was going to totally transform the financial system, and they didn't want that. Reagan, of course, came out of the blue, but they put Bush Sr., who was a CIA operative, to watch him, and he had a bullet fired across his path. But other than that, all the others, Bush and Clinton, which they are personal friends, these people have been family friends for years, and even Obama played into the same narrative. You can see the dogs of war. We're in Afghanistan. We're running the opium of the world. We're in Syria because it's about an oil pipeline. Because you know how Al-Qaeda is funded out of here by all these foundations and these things.
And
that
Trump
have been
just killed that. President Trump killed that 2 weeks ago. He killed NATO and the globalist funding of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That's why he threatened NATO until they decided to stop funding. We're ending a Machiavellian evil policy of world enmity and world collapse and world crisis and chaos that they get their power from, and trying to bring back, you know, a good, straight-up, soft power initiative that empowers everybody except tyrants. And that's why the forces of evil, as you say, it's spiritual, are totally arrayed against Trump. It is just incredible to see this, as you say, 11th hour reprieve. And I think if we miss this reprieve, the allegory of, you know, what's happening currently ties into what Nineveh and Jonah getting their reprieve. I think that if we don't take this reprieve and really use it, I think we're going to go into serious judgment. I mean, you're a lot more of a theologian than I. You've traveled the world like probably nobody else has, one of the biggest missionaries out there. I mean, what is your gut-level spiritual discernment on this?
So, Alex, we have been praying. We've had, over the years, all-night prayer meetings. That means people come here and they pray right through the night just for America. You see, I came from South Africa. I became a citizen. I had to raise my hand to pledge to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. So even though I'm a minister, I have to speak out. If I don't speak out, I have to renounce my citizenship and leave. You cannot be American and not do something about what we're facing. So here's where we are. God has heard our cry. And as much as some people get all angry that Trump is not the way that they think that he should be, let me tell you, anybody they would put in there would get eaten alive. God raised up Donald Trump as a wrecking ball to this globalist agenda to destroy America. And so we have a window, and we have to move quickly on this. We cannot sit idly by. Everybody must be mobilized. Everybody must speak out. And we have to wake up the population. Many churches are sleeping. Pastors are afraid. They're afraid of losing their tithe. They're afraid of losing their 501c3. Alex, I've said this publicly. If they want mine, I will take my 501c3, take a jar of Vaseline, and send it to them. They can use it as a suppository. We are not going to be quiet. We're not going to be quiet. We can't.
Pastor, I can tell that we both have the same spirit. So does President Trump. And as you said it, he's stubborn. He hates bullies. He's always hated big banks. I know you're an expert on that, and globalists that have tried to push him around. He is the blue-collar billionaire. So it is that stubbornness that God's using against him. Like John the Baptist was, you know, pretty stubborn and aggressive and all the rest of it. But if you look at it, it's absolutely true. Throughout the Bible and throughout history, God works in mysterious ways and a lot of times raises up somebody who isn't the perfect goody-two-shoe to go up against evil. Can you speak to that? And I know God's, you know, spirit has different aspects. What would you call this spirit of resistance against tyranny that we see that is driving us in our bones to resist and speak out right now?
Well, look at Samson. What a unique ministry. He took a jawbone of his mother-in-law and killed 1,000 the enemy. But he took a jawbone of a donkey. Samson was God's deliverer for his people. I often prayed. I said, Lord, can't we have a modern-day Samson and just send him straight to Washington and just clean house, you know? But here we are with President Trump. And he understands. He knows what's going on. He's not stupid. The media make him out to be like he doesn't know. But he's very, very sharp. He knows what's going on. And he also realizes that we have to have divine intervention in America. Without divine intervention, Alex, we have no hope. Because these things have been around for a long, long time. This is not something that was initiated under the Obama regime or the Bush or the Clinton. This is something that goes right back to 1913 at the foundation of the Federal Reserve. And then
before that, the Tower of Babel. And the Tower of Babel in Egypt, always they're trying to set up a one-world government.
Totally. So we are the resistance. We are the ones that are to stand up. And I got ministers saying to me, you trying to change Bible prophecy? Don't you know in the end times the Antichrist will take over? I said, look, over my dead body, I'm not going to go quietly into history. I said, how do we live with ourselves in eternity when we know? So we get to heaven. We're in heaven. You and me, we're in heaven. And there's Stephen, who was stoned for his faith. And then we have to tap Stephen on the shoulder and say, Stephen, you love Jesus more than we did. I couldn't live with myself. I tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, Stephen, we loved him equally, but you could never have loved him more than what we did. The founder.
Well, of course, and it's these fights. It's these fights that bring out who we really are. This is the fire that tests us. This is the experience. This is the boot camp. This is the test. And this modern cosmology and churches are just hiding the church. Thank God they want microchips. Thank God the child molesters are taking over because wickedness is increasing as in the days of Noah. That means Jesus is about to come back. Well, it means as one world government and all this comes in that we're meant to wake as many people up so that they make the right spiritual choice, not just accept it all and let your kids plug into the matrix.
Yeah, and Jesus said, occupy till I come. The fact of the matter is that this 56 signs of the Declaration of Independence lost everything. So in with respect to them, as an American, we have to. I don't care who you are. They've got nothing to do with you. Someone said, well, that doesn't involve me. It involves every single American. And it's quite crazy that I come from Africa, but I'm more red, white, and blue than a lot of the red, white, and blue. We have to stand up and we have to be counted. We have a window.
Well, that's because you came out of seeing wars and tyranny and manipulation and communism. I mean, the same thing with Eastern Europeans coming in who live under communism. They appreciate freedom, or folks coming from Africa or wherever. But let's expand on that in the time we have. Talking to the congressman, talking to others. We now have, I don't know if you've seen this, the former head of the CIA saying we need to have basically a military coup against Trump. He said that 3 days after your sermon. So they're now in major publications like Atlantic Monthly actually calling for what you said.
It's ridiculous. I mean, if people can't see that there's a problem, then I have no. They must be that far asleep that they don't realize that that's how far gone we've gone. We are. But the very fact that President Trump is in the White House today is a miracle. Knowing what I know, it's a total miracle. He should never have ever made it. They wanted one of the other minions in there so they could continue with their agenda. But God has heard the cry of the church, put him in, and now we must back him, pray for him, stand behind him, and we've got to get up and get mobilized, mobilize everybody. We've got to reach into our inner cities, Alex, because that's the problem where the big melting pot is. As you know, they've been kept as slaves in the inner city on government aid and support. And we're doing that. We're bussing people in. We're doing everything we can to go in and then train people, teach them, show them what is happening, because they've even been taught a false history concerning America. And so that's why they're trying to stir up racism, get everybody fighting one another, because that's the game. You get people fighting each other, and then you steal everything that they have. And so that's why I spoke out, because when I heard that there was a plan to basically immobilize the president, he'd be immobilized. He can't function in office anymore. And the congressman said, that's the talk on the Hill. He didn't say who said. He said that what
I want to be specifically, when they say immobilized, they're talking about a COG, military overthrow. Wolf Blitzer says, you mean impeachment? He goes, no, we're talking about bipartisanly bureaucracy doing it. That is totally illegal. Trump will resist it. And believe me, that's just the public cover. They're getting the public ready for him to be killed. I want to ask you a question. Looking at this, they're trying to shut down free speech. They're going after Christians. They now realize Trump is standing against that as a last gasp. That's why they're so desperate. The churches need to know at this crossroads, covering their rear ends, not sticking their heads up, they're going to lose everything. Don't they understand that they're going to lose their free speech if they don't stand up now?
Look, it's like the churches in Germany. When there were churches near each other and they would come to take the people to take them to the gas chambers, the other church would sing loud, you know, to drown out the cries. So that's always been around. And you hear the story of the Good Samaritan, how, you know, the Levite walked by and then the priest walks by. But it took somebody putting themselves in harm's way to get down off his horse or donkey, whatever he's riding, and then pick him up and take him to the inn. And so the church should be on that mission. If you go back and study history, as you have, you see people like Wilberforce that stopped slavery in England. These people were counted. people like Dr. David Livingstone that went through Africa and with no radio, television, no cell phone, nothing, walking, more by line. His wife died at 41. He died at 60. And these people have impacted history. We've done tours. I've gone where David Livingstone went.
Pastor, please stay there. Please stay there. Do a few more minutes with us just on other big issues you'd like to relay to the listeners and viewers. It's amazing to have you with us, folks. They are planning a coup against Trump. We must raise the alarm.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is our guest. He'll be gone in about 10 minutes or so. Then we're talking to Jason in Germany, Natalie in Australia, Megan in Wisconsin, Carlos in Canada, Sean in Oklahoma, and others. And we'll continue riding shotgun with Owen Schroyer. Coming up in the fourth hour today, we also have another host, Paul Watson's hosting some of the broadcast tomorrow as well. I'll be here hosting the main transmission. Pastor Rodney Howard, we have all these callers from Australia, Germany, you name it. This is a worldwide awakening to unelected global government. And I see all the headlines about Trump trying to stop the rule of law and Trump trying to influence his attorney general. They're not doing anything to Hillary. They're not going after any of these big crimes. And they're arrogantly trying to block the election that we just saw. You're a smarter guy than I am in many ways. I mean, I consider and ask questions, but most importantly, what do you want to impart to the listeners and the viewers right now? What I'm getting from you is basically the same thing I'm feeling in my gut, but also intellectually seeing. This is such a critical time. The country and the world's future is on a knife's edge. And if we simply speak out and take action and expose what's happening, which is starting to happen, they won't be able to carry out this coup. And we'll also realize the soft coup, all the made-up Russiagate, Dragnets or frauds, and derail that and continue the move to remove the Democrats and Republican establishment people from power peacefully through the electoral process. My problem is I see the Democrats and Soros and others openly calling for civil war, openly calling for cop killing, openly calling for destabilization. And at a certain point, the president constitutionally needs to move against them. Now, people say, oh, well, that's fascism. No, it's not. If you have a president with rogue global elements trying to cause civil war, trying to call for coups, it's dereliction of all of our duty if we don't do something. So we need to spread the word. We need to expose things. But what else do we need to impart to listeners and viewers and people about what they need to be doing right now?
Well, of course, I carry the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the only way to change everybody's get their heart changed. So that's what we're focusing on 24 hours a day. But then also to mobilize the people once they've given their lives to Christ to be used of God and become his hands and feet and his mouth and then be mobilized. I believe people need to run for office. People need to get into government. We started actually in Tampa, School of Government, because, and I've got some people that are going to run 2018, 2020. So we cannot be quiet. We've got to be proactive. If the godly people do nothing, only the wicked will prevail. And this thing is it was so far gone. If you understand where the president went into the middle of the biggest swamp ever. And so that's why we have to pray for his protection. That's why we started our prayer initiative. Basically, it was 24/7 prayer around the clock just for the protection of the president so that they don't do anything. You know, I pray over his food. They don't try to poison him or do whatever. Because you know, here's the problem. These people are wicked. These people are Luciferian. They worship Lucifer at the highest levels. And so what would stop them from collapsing the dollar, plunging America into another Great Depression?
They're already trying.
From an EMP attack on America, knocking out the electrical grid. I'm warned about all these things. So we have to pray. And I know that many people say, oh, it's not going to happen. But it's at critical mass now. If America's an hourglass, the final grains of sand are coming through it. And we have to do something. We've got to do something.
Well, that's why I'm in Hawaii, is because a lot of the elites are moving to Kauai, Zuckerberg and others, and that it's even come out in the newspapers years after. What I learned from my sources is that even though if there's a breakdown in civilization, it'd be hard to get off the island, they're planning such a big, prolonged civil war based on racial issues and other things, they admit they are in the WikiLeaks, that there might be total breakdown in many areas. And I've been looking at Hawaii as a place, if I see the signs, to evacuate my family to that's still in the United States, and then I would stay in Texas. It's that bad that I'm actually having to look at evacuation strategies. And the elites, it's all over the newspaper, are digging in. They're moving here or they're moving to Tasmania. And when you see the globalists themselves building armored redoubts in bunkers right here in Kauai and planning to basically shut this off if the mainland collapses, it lets you know what you just said. These Luciferians started world wars trying to get full control. They will do anything, but as you said, prayer and connecting to God, they hate that because there's strength in it. Why is there so much strength in that?
Because obviously God is the creator of heaven and earth, and when we pray, then God gets involved in the affairs of man. If anybody thinks that it's an accident that President Trump is in the White House and they don't understand the power of God that actually delivered America from a wicked system that was going to be put in place, can you imagine where we would be if Hillary had got in? Lord have mercy. I can't imagine. Everything.
TPC, carbon taxes, open borders, executive order gun control, restricting free speech. They'd announced it all.
Totally. And then we would have been shut down, especially me, because I'm very vocal. And I'm not going to be quiet, Alex. I mean, I never have. I was raised as a kid. That's how I was. I always got myself into trouble for opening my mouth. But if I feel something's wrong, I'm going to talk out about it. And that's just the way it is. So I want to say to everybody, you know, if you're watching right now and you're not right with God, surrender your life to him. Say, please use me. God wants to use you. Just like he used Moses to deliver God's people out of Egypt, out of bondage. And Moses only could go once he had that burning bush experience. So you need to have an encounter with God where the fire of God comes on you, burns on the inside of you, and then you go. When you go in his power, it'll be okay. Nothing will go wrong. The Lord will protect you. And then even if it, as in the case of Stephen, when he was stoned to death, then you go to be with the Lord and you would hear these words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. So really, if you look at it any which way, we win. We're on the winning side. And as the Bible
tells us... Well, that's my next question is that, and people ask about Trump's spirituality. I just know people that know him very well, and I've talked to him, and he doesn't do this separately with me. He knows, you know, that I'm a Christian. But Trump was raised a Christian. He didn't like fake preachers, the establishment. He's not a hypocrite. But the energy, he feels the spirit when he gets around Christians and evangelicals. That's why he's constantly wanting them around. Because it's making his faith that much stronger, and you can feel God's spirit coming back into the world so strong right now. You were just talking about it. I was getting tears in my eyes because the energy is so powerful. I just really feel sorry for these Luciferians and devil worshipers that think they're getting power from their God because, I mean, they're not. They have no idea how powerful God is, and it's just such a joke once you have discernment that anybody would choose the devil and not God.
It doesn't even make sense. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, on the inauguration morning, I, along with my wife, my son, my daughter-in-law, and then my son-in-law and daughter, six of us, were privileged to be in the private prayer service with 300 other people right before he would go then to the White House. And Alex, as we were sitting there, as they began to pray, it was like I saw the hand of God come back on America. And I saw them as they had the vice president stand and proclaim over him and pray. And then they said, Mr. President-elect, would you stand? I saw him bow his head. And I said, yes, God is doing a work in our country, that the plague is going to be stayed from off the land. And I believe that there's going to be another great spiritual awakening, like it was in the 1700s with Wesley and Whitfield and Peter Cartwright and Jonathan Edwards, like it was with Charles Finney in the 1800s, that God is going to shake America to the very foundation, the core, from the White House to every house, from sea to shining sea, from Maine to the Keys to San Diego to Seattle, across the great state of Alaska, the Hawaiian chain, even to the island nation of Guam, American Samoa and Puerto Rico. God is not finished with America, and his hand is on this land. This has been the breadbasket for world missions for decades. Missionaries have been sent out from America to other nations to evangelize.
That's why the enemy wanted to capture it. And let's expand on that, because they created their fake churches to demonize it, to try to destroy the spirit. But I was there an hour before it started because they were blocking people getting in, as you know, beating them up. And I started tweeting, he's going to announce that, you know, we're accepting God back in. We want the birthright. We want that, and that God's in charge, not men. And I was tweeting it, and after his speech, and an hour and a half later, the New York Times writer came over because he was watching me, and he wrote a piece about it, and he said, how did you tweet that? Did you have advanced this speech? And I said, no. I literally knew what was going to happen, and that the birthright, and that he was going to announce America's reborn January 20th, And it was the crazy, just like you said, I knew what he, and I tweeted it. I mean, the proofs, I tweeted tweets saying it, and then it happened, and the enemy was literally just blocks away, howling, screaming, rolling around on the ground, so angry. Why? Because it's spiritual. And then you look at the people that protest, they howl, they scream, they chant, we love Satan. Everywhere I go, their minions aren't even part of satanic cults. The women just start chanting it, and men, and it's like And I thought first they were trying to freak Christians out, but this is what they're, it's a spirit. And so that was so powerful. Sorry, go ahead.
And even on the hill, I mean, these people that go to Bohemian Grove, as you know, and worship an owl. I mean, grown men worshiping an owl and cremating a baby in effigy. I mean, the fact of the matter that this thing goes way back, as you said earlier, even to ancient Egypt. So it's the light and darkness coming against each other. And it's a showdown with Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And so we have to stand up. If you remember the story when Elijah, they built the altar and he told them, okay, you call on your God to answer by fire. And they cried from the morning till noon. And then they cried until they couldn't cry. They cut themselves with knives. And then Elijah said, okay, let's rebuild the altar. And then he said, the God who answers by fire, let him be God. And he prayed, and the fire came down from heaven. And I just believe with all my heart that the fire of God is upon America. And we're going to see the greatest awakening that's going to hit our universities, our schools, and even places of government. And we're going to see people coming back to God. That this is the final hour, just before Jesus comes, that the greatest harvest of souls is going to come into the kingdom. And I believe this with all my heart. This is what we live for. And the other we'll take care of. But we need to mobilize everybody to shout it from the mountaintops, shout it from the rooftops. We're not going to hide what God does. We're not ashamed of the power of God. The Bible is full of it. Miracles, signs, and wonders. And yes, there's other people out there that play with it, but I'm telling you right now, God has heard from heaven, and he's giving us a last-minute reprieve, and we need to do something. And, you know, I'm just going to say this. I know you take a lot of heat and flack, but your voice just pounding the airwaves all these years has woken up many people. And, you know, because I meet people that say, we listen to Alex, people get upset because you go over the top, but I go over the top. You know, when you get mad at something, you can't just sit there and talk just calmly. You must come with passion. And so I love your passion. And thank you for talking out and speaking out and shouting it, because there are people, they're listening. And people are listening in other countries.
Well, listen, I want to thank you and everybody else, because I know a lot of other pastors, you know, just like you talked about TBN and, you know, CBN, others, you know, being scared to put out what you're doing. But, I mean, they're now just, I love how you said it 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and then days after they come out and say they're doing it. You know, what you were told is true. They're planning it. We've got to raise the alarm. They're the extremists. I know it sounds extreme to repeat what they're saying they want to do secretly, but they're doing it, so we have to expose it. We're not the radicals. They're the radicals. Pastor, thank you so much for spending time with us. How do folks get in contact with you or watch or listen to your sermons or find out where which town you're coming to next?
Just revival.com is our website, and then I have a Rodney L. Brown YouTube channel, and they can follow the link also to our Facebook. We do much Facebook Live, so that's the way to get a hold of us.
All right, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, please join us again very soon. Thank you, sir.
Anytime, Alex. Bless you.
There you go. Well, that's the kind of folks that, you know, are there meeting with Trump and talking to Trump, and that's what's going on right there. And he goes and meets with a senior congressman for 3 hours saying, yeah, they're getting ready to overthrow the president. Outside of law, that's what's going on. And now, 3 days after the pastor warns of it, Brennan climbs out from under a rock with Clapper at the Aspen Institute on TV to call for the overthrow. Owen Schroyer's here. I want to go to Jason, Natalie, and then who's been on the longest? Carlos. Megan hung up. Megan, sorry, I had that guest come on. So we'll get to your calls right now. But powerful information right there. And again, they tell us, oh, don't be Christian or don't talk about your religion. The globalists are trying to exterminate Christianity worldwide. They're allied with Islam because they hate real Christianity. They hate the spirit of it because it's not this crippling, evil, twisted spirit that they worship.
Well, the truth of the matter is the people that protest Trump don't understand the Trump movement. They've been lied to about the Trump movement. They've been lied to about what President Trump represents. So that's why they pick up their signs and they go protest. I mean, I'm sitting here today. Sarah Huckabee Sanders just gave a press briefing where she said, I'm the first woman that's also a mother to hold the position of the White House press secretary. How dare Donald Trump, the misogynist, put this mother to work? I mean, I can't believe it, standing right there beside Betsy DeVos. So, but they'll pick up their signs and they'll go protest tomorrow, Alex, that Trump is a misogynist, because that's what they do, because that's what the media told them to do. I don't know what President Trump can do to unite America. He's done a good job uniting Christians behind him, obviously. I think the evangelical aspect of America is behind President Trump. But I don't know if there's anything he can possibly do to extend an olive branch.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm here in Hawaii, and most of the natives I talk to are awake and understand Trump. People know it's all a scam, why the whole media is demonizing him. That people understand what's going on. Let's go to a phone call. Jason in Germany. Thanks for holding. The Natalie in Australia. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to be back on with you. Just real quick, the reason why I am here in Germany, aside from marrying the love of my life, is that I did work for the military in the capacity as a civilian for 4 years. I really got to know the families really well and developed a real deep love and appreciation for these people. And I really think that we need to do everything within our power to keep what's developing in the United States from going into some kind of a hot civil war or any other kind of civil emergency, collapse of civilization type of thing. I really do.
Well, these people are so crazy that they're openly trying to start it. And I got to say, Trump needs to just go ahead and cut the cancer out. I mean, they're saying kill everybody, kill cops, murder Trump, kill everybody, shut down free press. We need to just announce it, declare their enemies, and start indicting all of them. We have to move on them right now. And Trump's got the backing now. If he waits, they're gonna kill him.
Yeah, I'd like to know what we can actually do to help him out rather than just making phone calls and protesting.
Well, you need to get a huge buzz going on C-SPAN, talk radio, call Congress, call all over, and just point out the martial law, the fact that they're wanting to kill the president, the fact that they work for multinationals that have hijacked the country. And I think just hammer that truth that they're illegitimate and they're a fraud, that they're trying to block prosperity and freedom and have double-crossed us with radical Orthodox Islam, and that the globalists are trying to collapse Europe and the United States. Europe's probably already lost. So this is World War III, folks. It's a new kind of war, and that we've just got to let folks know how high the stakes are, and we've got to get out there in the streets and educate everybody.
The president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government, and I'm here to help. Adequacy of laws, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, I was going to go back to your calls. I am right here. Carlos, Sean, Natalie, and Greg here in just a moment. Owen Schroyer is my guest. I didn't ask who's hosting the fourth hour. Sorry, I'm on quasi-workcation here. We're going to be airing big Cernovich. Oh, well, he always has big breaking news. He'll know a lot about what's going on with his sources. Roger Stone, I mean, direct high-level White House stuff. I mean, what, the stuff you learned yesterday from Roger Stone is directly what's happening. Trump knows they're moving against him, and he just can't believe nobody will stand up. But, again, a lot of people want to hedge their bets. People have been so comfortable in D.C., even if they're patriots overall, they're just not folks for action because this country's never faced a bunch of crazy Democrats, offshore banks, and Lloyd Blankfein making fun of our infrastructure and saying, I'm moving everything to China, screw you, America, in tweets. I mean, it's just these people are such a-holes. I mean, I'm sorry, they're just jerks out to get us, man. They're evil. And it just comes down to that. They're allied with everything you can imagine that's bad news. So please financially support us. We got great products everybody needs, so it's a win-win. We're going to end this free shipping this week when the new month starts. And we've never had Super Female for more than 35% off. It's 57% off. That's right at loss leader because the Super Male is almost sold out. It's at full price now. Super Female sells decent, but nothing like Super Male. And it works so good in women, and it works in men. The formula is just a little bit different, tailored for women. But it works great for men because we're so similar. So some guys like it better. I, quite frankly, think it's let's just say libido-wise, it's got a little bit more of several of the ingredients that are cold-pressed. Anthroplex is great. It's a dry version of it, but it's 57% off. Silver Bullet, 66% off. Again, never done that. Strawberry Caveman, new flavor. You know, the great bone broth, turmeric, chaga, you name it. Beef pollen, 25% off. Caveman combo with the chocolate, 25% off, too. Super Silver combo with the electric toothbrush that's got foil silver in it, the silver bullet, and the silver toothpaste, Super Blue, 50% off. That's amazing. Pro Pure Traveler, 30% off. That's the Alexa Pure Breeze. Air Filter, 25% off. Five Mineral Fusion, 33% off. Knockout, 50% off. Prostaguard, 33% off. Myco ZX, to, you know, the next equation in probiotics for the yeast and stuff. That's 46% off. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget DNA Force as well. That is selling out. DNA Force, I forgot to tell you, is about to sell out. It may be months until we get more in. You know, it's been sold out for 6 months or 5.5 months. So DNA Force discounted. I don't know, I'm going to discount it next time. So take advantage of that flagship product. Okay, here we go. Let's go to Natalie in Australia. Natalie, thank you for holding so patiently from Australia. I really appreciate that. Go ahead.
Alex, I just want to say a few quick points and then something about nascent iodine. President Trump, could you surround yourself with loyal men like Alan West? He is a great guy. And
yes.
If you can, arrest Soros for treason. That will cut off most of the money from the left that pays for the protesters and the left in general. And Petey, my cat, he had a couple years ago, he had flames around his eyes, and I gave him nascent iodine. And that gave me 2 more years with him. And I want to thank you for your product. And I think it's a wonderful product that does work. And, you know, the elite can have Tasmania. That's full of spiders and everything. They can live there all they want. It's a boring place. And just thank you, guys. I know I was going to say something else, but I'm a little nervous. So thank you, guys.
Well, notice how the elite are putting themselves in their own super remote prisons. And it just shows they took over the world, but now they're not safe anywhere. And they want to bring from failed Muslim states tens of millions of people that wipe their butts with their hands, man. I mean, it's like, what level have we reached here of the globalists? And meanwhile, Zuckerberg's trying to move to Kauai. The locals don't want him and are trying to run him out. What do you make of that?
Good on them for standing up for themselves. God bless them all.
Well, Natalie, I want to ask you one question about Australia. So we're back in 70 seconds. Stay there. Don't hang up. Then I go to Greg, Carlos, Sean, and others. We're going to find out what Cernovich has got. He's always got key intel. He'll even admit in foreign affairs and stuff that he knows where they eat lunch and what they're doing. They're wondering where he gets his intel. Gee, where do you think? We'll be right back. You guys want to fight? You got one.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.